So last is Dao Zheng from Johns Hopkins.
Hello, today I'm going to talk about our framework called Fresha. This is a framework that enables parallel scalable data analysis in R. Actually, after I listened to the talk of DBR, I realized that a lot of ideas are similar, but we have very, very different focus. How do I move?
Do it again.
Where did it go? There it is. And this clicker should be all hooked up for you too, if you want to use it.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Yeah, cool. So our goal is to provide user a very high level program interface for them to write data analysis algorithms easily. And we want this framework to be able to express variety of data analysis algorithms and want it to run R code very, very fast as C code. And we also want it to be able to process terabytes of data. So as you all know, we are in a big data era and we need to process large data set, and we also need to run complex data analysis algorithms. So typically we run statistics and machine learning algorithms. And because we are now, we needed to process a large data set, we want it to be able to, we want these algorithms and their implementations to be very, very scalable and very, very efficient. And I think another thing that is important is that we should also need a very easy and productive way to implement those algorithms and make them scalable and efficient. And because, just because nowadays there are so many algorithms out there, to write them in C or C++ is individually is not really feasible. So, but the problem is, if we want a very high efficiency and a very high scalability, then we usually have to choose using low-level programming languages such as C or C++. And of course, then these languages have very low programming productivity. And the other problem is that but the question is, who should be the right person to use to implement those algorithms and make them scalable and efficient? And typically, I think we should ask system programmers to write it. But there are very few system programmers who know statistics and machine learning well. And on the other hand, very few statisticians and data scientists who know C++ or know parallel programming well. So I think the ideal solution should be that, the domain scientists, such as statisticians and data scientists, who should focus on algorithm design and implement them in a very familiar programming environment, such as R. And then system programmers should focus on making the framework run very, very fast and very, very scalable. So I think R should be the ideal platform for us to bridge data scientists and system programmers. So the Fresha is a realization of such a strategy, and we provide a very, very, very familiar R programming environment for people to write their algorithms, and then the system programmers such as me can work on the back end to make it run very fast and make it scalable. So the way we scale this framework is to store the data on SSDs. I guess most of you know what SSDs are. And then the reason we choose using SSDs is because we think this is the most cost-effective way to scale data analysis. And of course, there are many challenges to accomplish this goal. And I think the first one is, how do we design the right programming interface to achieve generality, efficiency, and productivity altogether? So for example, if we use C, and we know C is very efficient and it's very general, but if we want to use C to write some algorithms, we probably need to write thousands of lines of code to make it run fast and efficient and scalable. And on R, on the other hand, it's more productive. usually we, if we write something, we probably write a small line, a number of lines of code. But compared with C, R is very slow. So the question is, what is the sweet spot and what trade-off we should make to achieve them? And I think I think we are willing to sacrifice a little bit of generality and to achieve very, very high efficiency and productivity. But we also want the system to be general enough to express majority of the data analysis algorithms. So the main idea is that we want to provide a very small number of generalized matrix operations. And so in the current implementation, we provide four. And there are multiple variants for each operation. And these operations, generalized matrix operations, will take matrices and some functions to perform actual computation. And because we have only a small number of operations, we can really focus on optimizing them and making them run very, very fast. And one way of making them very efficient is to use a vectorized functions. So all the functions that pass to this generalized operation should be vectorized. The other challenge is that to reduce data movement in the memory hierarchy. As many of you know, that the modern computers have very deep memory hierarchy. So we have L1, L2, L3 cache in the CPU, and we have RAM. And in the case of flash R, we store data on SSDs. So we have SSDs in the memory hierarchy as well. So, but the problem is there is a very large speed gap in every pair of levels in the memory hierarchy, and the speed gap is actually growing. So we have to be, if we want very, very high efficiency, we need to be very, very careful to reduce, to manage the data movement. And the basic idea is the flash R will automatically lazily evaluate matrix operations and then construct a computation graph automatically, such as the graph on the left, which is a computation graph for running k-means. And then we need to perform actual computation in the graph. So we use two-level partitioning on the matrices. So so when we access data from SSDs, we partition the matrices with IO-level partitions, which is relatively large. So we can read data read that from SSDs with the maximum IO throughput. And then when we perform computation on the matrices, we further partition the IO level partition into CPU level partitions. And the CPU level partition is very small. It's small enough to fit in CPU cache. So when we perform all the matrix operations in the computation graph, majority of the data is stay in the CPU cache. And this is done automatically. User never need to care about it. So with this optimization, we can actually achieve very high efficiency. So as I said before, the main program interface for the flash R is the generalized matrix operation. But I feel like this is not really the most user-friendly way to write code. Sometimes if you use them directly, you need to write type a lot. So flash R re-implement many existing matrix functions in the R-based package. So here we list some examples, and actually, of course, there are many more we re-implemented. So this is to try to help users to use flash R. And we not only provide the same function names, we also provide the same computation semantics, such as how we deal with missing values, arguments as well. So here I show one example how we use flash R, or we use R to implement correlation. We only need, in this example, we only need 7 lines of code. And this piece of code that runs in R and, of course, in flash R as well. And when we run it in flash R, everything is parallelized, and everything you can scale to very, very large data set because data is stored on SSDs. And this is the example we use generalized matrix operations directly to implement k-means. And because I think some of the operations is not really exist in the R base package. And And again, the implementation is very compact. We only use 8 lines of code, and user don't need to specify anything for parallelism or out of core computation. So it's very simple. And now, let me show you some performance results to convince you that actually FreshR can run very, very fast. And we implemented a small number of statistics and machine learning algorithms, such as correlation and SVD, k-means, and GMM. And we compare them with the C and Fortran implementation in R, because those C and Fortran implementation runs in a single thread. So we also run FreshR in the single thread for fair comparison. And we can see that here, actually the FreshR implementation outperform all of the C and Fortran implementation. And then we also want to see how well it can run in a parallel machine and how well it can scale to a large data set. In this case, we run those FreshR implementation in a data set with a billion data points. And so the data set is about 256 gigabytes. And we compared, we run it in a parallel, large parallel machine with 48 CPU cores, and we compare it with Spark MLib. And we can see here that the FreshR implementation can actually outperform Spark MLib by almost an order of magnitude. And because FreshR can run both in memory and on SSDs, and in this large parallel machine, when it runs SSDs, it almost has the same performance as the in-memory execution. So it's pretty good. And then when we compare the memory consumption and the external memory execution, when we run FreshR on SSDs, it consumes a very small amount of memory. So even though the data set has 256 gigabytes, and we only use the external memory execution only use less than 10 gigabytes. So that means we can really use a small machine, small memory machine to process very large data set and very efficiently. So in summary, FreshR, I think, is a very scalable and efficient programming framework for data analysis. And right now we are still working on it, and we are going to upload FreshR to Kurin very soon. And apparently, many people want to use other data sets, such as data frame, and we really want to support them in the near future. And we also want to implement a machine learning or libraries on top of it, and to learn how or what is the right abstraction to implement all those machine learning libraries, algorithms. And thank you. That's it.
Thank you. Okay, we have time for questions. Question out down at the back.
With so the question is how can the generalized matrix operations composable with the previous package? What is the previous package are you referring to? Okay. I think this is really a different way of providing the abstraction. So as far as I know, the parallel 4 is assume you have all your function. Okay, I never really used parallel 4, but my understanding is that you, if this computation is embarrassingly parallelizable, then you can, all your data set, all your computation is run on each element of the data set, then you run, use a parallel 4, right? I think this, the generalized matrix operations is providing a more complex data access patterns instead of accessing each element one at a time, that kind of computation. So it can be more complex. For example, Groovy, it's not really, it cannot be implemented with parallel 4, something like that, or in a product. So, and in the future, I think we probably need to provide more generalized matrix operation to express all the computation. Yes, I agree with that. And I just, we are struggling on what is the right way. And because, and I think the other thing is, We kind of want to get rid of the R interpreter when we execute user-defined functions. And one reason is that we parallelize them in with threads, and R framework is actually not thread safe. So we are unless we use MPI to parallelize all the computation. So yeah, I don't know.
Any other questions? We did it. We finished on time. Well done, Scott. and thank you very much, speakers, for the interesting talks and also keeping on time. Thank you.